from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Anyway.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, this ought to be good. Go ahead.
No, I'll set it up. I'm talking to my friend and comrade on my side of the desk, the office, and you just like an infant. We ain't nagging it out. I'm talking to Evan, and we don't want to tell you what we were talking about. Everything's not about you, bud.
But apparently that was.
No, it was about my camera was zoomed in on my face.
Okay.
Good God, Stani, relax.
You always want to know what I'm talking to Nahegan about when I'm in there.
Well, that's when the door's closed.
Look, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. There's no, I agree. There's nothing to disagree about. I'm not saying trade Steph Curry. We all know how it's coming down. They're competitive. They make a run with him. If they're not competitive and they're going downhill,
God.
You have a meeting with the guy and you say, what do you want?
Okay, no doubt.
That's it. End of story.
Let's just go back to yesterday. You don't think the words that came out of Steph Curry's mouth about, I want to be here forever, but things change quickly in the NBA.
See, this is where... Let me play.
Okay, I didn't even.
Because Steph could say it a little better.
Sometimes you complete me.
There's two here that I want to play.
Right.
One is this one. This is the one that's got Guru among others worried.
I can clearly say I want to be a Warrior for life. That's always been my goal, and I'm saying that sitting in this chair right now. But like you said, life, and especially life in the NBA, it is a wild environment, and things change quickly, and the league has changed quickly. So we're trying to adapt and evolve. And until that, I'll let everybody know if that changes. But right now, like, of course, the goal is always to be to finish my career with one team.
He's saying he'll let you know.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't shamed. That was a man. Stop. He knows what time it is.
I actually do have a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, and I get it. Steph is our guy, and people have a very emotional attachment to him. If there was a report that came out tomorrow and it said Curry wants out, would you think any differently of him?
No, I wouldn't.
Huh.
And I mean that. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. No, not at all. But I would think it would be ironic that a lot of people say don't ever trade him under any circumstance, no matter what. But what if he was like, I don't feel that way about the Warriors.
Yeah.
I'm not as loyal to you all as you feel like you are to me.
And what would also be ironic, and again, nobody wants this to happen, could you imagine if Draymond was the last of the big three here?
Yes.
Could you imagine if this?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I absolutely could. And part of it's because you probably can't get much for Draymond Green.
Let me go, Dray.
I mean, that's the other soundbite
you played. Steph fired a shot. That's what you call in the street. He told you what he's thinking. Hell yeah, I want to be here. I love this place.
That's another victory lap I didn't take. It's fine.
Goo,
how many times do you think I said over the last 3 to 6 years?
Lord.
Hey, Goo, like, do you think the big three is going to all retire Warriors?
I'm the one that said Clay and Ayuk. I got a little victory lap coming.
3 weeks ago.
But I said, Evan, count the fucking.
Point goo.
And I'm not happy Clay's gone.
So he said, no.
I did.
I don't want to do this.
Did you know?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Did you know Clay's introductory press conference? There was the rookies with them, too. I didn't like that. Clay should have got his own podium. Just him.
Where does he get this stuff?
I just saw it. I was like, damn, Pops. Yeah, they doing 3-1.
Oh, boy.
What we got now?
Nothing.
Oh.
No. This is the one. This is Sam Amick from yesterday. Sam Amick of The Athletic, senior writer.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
We asked him, hey, you know, talk about Steph, and what's he thinking about his future?
Well, what did strike me for sure was at there's a point, as you see in the conversation, where, you know, he talks about how it's emotional because he's the first one of the three of us to go. And it didn't, and Sonny, you know this, like, it didn't, like, when you're sometimes doing an interview and stuff doesn't hit you the way it does later.
Yeah.
It wasn't really till later where I realized, like, oh, boy, like, the way he framed that was, like, he's the first, and, you know, to be determined if there are more to come. And those are some of the natural questions now. You know, he obviously wants to contend for titles and is not looking to, like you said, kind of ride off into the sunset here. So I think they're just kind of navigating it at the moment.
Mm. I got a theory I want to run by you, Evan, and the listeners.
Okay.
So Curry couldn't prevent Klay from departing. But Stani, I think he's mad. And I really believe that had something to do with that soundbite. Everybody's telling you who was around him, Sam being one of them. Like, he really didn't want to talk. Like, he's really, he doesn't like that they broke up and the way it went down. I'm just saying that leads me to be, they better ball out just as a team, because this dude is getting frisky. And if he is upset at the organization, Stani, I'm telling you, Klay can leave. He can. Nobody wants it to happen, but that's what we're looking at, man. I can't look at this roster and do the fits anymore. I can't, and hopefully I'm wrong and they do it, but I can't. Stani, I love hard. I'm Mr. Optimistic.
I used that line at the summit.
I did say I love boy, but you take accounting. But anyway, man, I'm not feeling good about this, but it's like the girl when she's coming home late and she's like, oh, I'm working, and then you find out.
Well, here's one thing
I'm feeling.
Here's where I completely disagree with your premise.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Is because anybody who watched this team last year, okay?
Yep.
And saw the year Klay Thompson had and the impact Chris Paul had, Chris Paul the second. We bring in Melton. Like, I guarantee you, if Steph's mad, it's not because he thinks, well, we just went from a pretty good team to a lousy team. Because the evidence does not show that. Now, the only way Steph's mad is if he's like, I want to keep Klay at all costs. But he would want, I don't think he'd want to keep Klay at all costs for the right reasons. Like, you cannot tell me.
But just maybe how it went down, though, Stani. And I got one more. You're going to have to put a straitjacket on me. Okay, remember that game in Orlando where we thought Curry got it? We saw Curry get emotional?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm double backing now with everything that's happened and what we know and what we're privy to. Maybe that wasn't just about Draymond. Maybe that was just about the state of the Golden State Warriors as is. And, you know, he had thoughts going. I'm telling you, Stani, that man had the burden of New York City on his back out there on the court. And I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not saying, oh, he had a second half where he got tired a little bit. But at the end of the day, for anybody to come to him first and say, you're the problem, we need a one, you're tripping.
Nobody's saying he's the problem. I'll say it again. The biggest obstacle slash challenge that the Warriors have is Steph Curry's age. It's not his game, it's his age. That's the number, because that is the most dominant aspect of this entire team right now. Every conversation involves Steph Curry, 15-year veteran, 2 more years left on his contract, still playing at a high level, gotta get him a title. Mm. Like, that is, I think to some people, that's more important than the team. Ben in Fairfield. Hey, Ben, how you doing? You like Markkanen, huh?
I do, guys. Yeah, obviously watching the highlights the last couple days. He looks, and I saw a video of Kevin Durant talking about him and how Kevin feels like he's where big men are headed in the NBA. Just more athletic. They can score. They can step outside the arc and hit a three-pointer. I'm looking at the rest of the roster, and I'm looking at these big guys who can rebound and they can play defense, but there's not a lot of like high-quality scoring from our big guys. And I think, obviously, Markkanen can play a couple different positions. He might not be a high-quality defender, but that's why you're paying Draymond $25 million a year. That's why you're paying, you know, all these other guys to play defense. So I just like the way that that sounds. And if you got to get rid of Kuminga to do it, I'm all for it. I don't know.
I'm with you.
All righty. Yep. I appreciate it, Ben, at Fairfield.
You know what scares me real quick, Stoney, about what the Warriors are trying to embark on, and you keep talking about Curry's age. I just got a list in front of me. The oldest players to win NBA titles.
Okay.
And the first 19 of the first 20 that are listed were all, they had nothing to, they were on the bench. They really had nothing to do with it. You got to go to LeBron James at 35, that bubble title.
Okay.
But after that, and you're going to, it doesn't happen where the guy is the one and wins it at this age. And that's why what happened 2 years ago was incredible from Curry to win it at 34.
I have nothing to add to that because those are facts. Man. Those are facts.
Robert Parrish was 43 when he won it with the Bulls.
Doesn't count.
It counts, Evan.
Here's the one
Kevin
thing.
Kevin Willis,
I'll bring the Spurs. I can bring the listeners in here because I've heard this a lot. Well, Curry needs a number two. Like, Jonathan Kuminga is going to average 20 a game. Anybody want to take this bet right now? What did Clay average last year?
18.
And he was their second leading scorer. Kuminga's going to average more than 18. Bet.
And maybe he is their second. Maybe he takes that leap like no other. Who came in yesterday and gave us the Jaylen Brown comp to Kuminga?
Pittman,
where the first 2 years were damn near the same. And then that third year, Jaylen Brown jumped like 7 points. And I know it's about the complete game. But, Stoney, I'm not saying Kuminga can't do that. And if they did, oh, my God. If he did, oh, my gosh. But who would bet on it?
Who would bet on what?
Kuminga to make that jump to where, hey, y'all, we don't need a second best player. I'm him.
Oh, are we talking second scorer or second best player?
Second best player.
I don't know.
It's out there. He could physically, he can do everything.
I just look at him right now as a scorer.
Okay.
Which is fine. He's only 21 years old. But like that's where, like the one thing about Kuminga I don't worry about is he's going to be able to go get 20 by accident.
No doubt.
I mean, what did he, last year he averaged 16 a game. Evan, he only played 26 minutes a night.
Yeah.
Do you think he can get to
2
per game?
Easy, Evan. That's 22, Stoney.
It's a big jump. It's possible.
I do. If Pods is out there getting ready to cast because he knows they're going to need him, there's going to be shots galore.
Yeah. Dab's in San Ramon. Hey, Dab, how you doing? What's going on? Dab?
Nice.
Oh, I thought that was him. San Ramon.
Anthony in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Ant? Anthony? Hey, Chickering.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, what's up, Anthony? Thank you. I love you, Carter.
But I want to just call in just to give my two cents.
Sure.
I will admit, I'm one of these Steph Curry Warrior fans, but I've been hearing these ideas float around lately, like, hey, we got to let Steph Curry go now, or they're relating it to Kobe in his last 2 years with the Lakers, but I think you can beat Steph Curry, and I think that there can still be life after Steph Curry if you do. Be competitive with him. If he's not there afterwards, the Lakers rebuild it. You got your Lonzo Balls, your Josh Hart, your Ingrams. And 4 years after Kobe retired, they won a ring. So you don't hit the panic button. You ride this thing out. You owe it to Curry. You be competitive. Hopefully try to get a ring or two before he's done. But they can still be life after Curry if you keep him. So that's just my two cents. Stoney, I heard you're a big golfer. Come out to Oakhurst Country Club one of these days. Got a round on me, buddy.
Oh, my. Anthony in Pleasant Hill.
Yeah, I'm out on anybody with the golf. Where's the guy?
Well, he didn't
Mike
invite you.
Anthony
in Pleasant Hill.
Bay.
Didn't mention
you. He just
you.
Ran off. Call back, Mike.
Anthony in Pleasant Hill.
I'm waiting on Half Moon Bay. Right on, Anthony. Where's that
you
guy,
got
Mike?
Some nerve.
He called every day, and now, hey.
You know what? He saw the video from you at the Berkeley Country
Club. I feel like
Club.
You might have went behind my back. Don't call anymore, but I'll come out.
Look, the whole thing about trading Steph Curry, this is what I'm going to keep banging the drum on. If it comes down, it's going to only come down one way, and that is Steph says, you know what? It's time.
And he, no doubt, man. And he knows that they're kind of in a bind, Stoddy. He knows he's in the way. He knows he's the rat on the table, for better or for worse. And I got a starting five for you. I was just looking at Moody at the two, Pods at point, TJD at the five, JK at the four, and Quentin Post.
Yeah. Why would you even do that?
Is it Santa Cruz or?
That's it.
Why would you have a lineup without Steph Curry?
No, if I'm talking about 4 years from now, like that could be our future.
Oh Lord,
he said Santa.
Mark's in Vegas.
Yeah,
go ahead, say something about that. You. Hey Mark, how you doing?
Hey guys, what's going on, man?
Talk to us.
Yeah.
I just want to put my 2 cents in, like, on the Steph Curry trade. Like, I'm a big, big, huge fan of Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And it is scary that we're talking about trading him, or maybe not. But my 2 cents is, because this contract you guys said is up, he can sign an extension in August, right?
Yeah.
And then Kuminga's is in October. So what should we do, like, this one? Like, do we just mortgage the future now? And it pains me to say it. I'm going to go see him tonight at the USA game, but if we trade him, we might as well trade Draymond as well. And I know we're trying to trade Wiggins, so we just trade the vets now and then start with the future, right? Like as a,
I just gave you the five.
Life after Steph Curry.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Now, Mark, have a good time at that game.
Man, he's going.
Dead serious.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't have to keep going down that.
No, I don't know where nobody wants it, but the reality is setting in, man, that there is a two timeline thing, Stoney, and right now I don't think time is on Curry's side either way. What's left and these youngsters being able to, you know, get good enough in time.
I mean, look, you know me. My parents were English teachers, so I'm too literal. Oh, thank you. You know, I would just say, when you say nobody wants to trade Curry, I've heard too many people say to me, you know, you got to be and I'm not saying trade him, but what the one thing I would never do is say never. I'd never say
and
never.
You know who else did that? Steph Curry yesterday at that soundbite.
That's a good point.
That's what he said without saying it.
Good point.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
That's the one. That's the one. I'm asking you this.
Yes.
Pretend that's a nickname that I told you. You know what? I don't like when you call me Fat Boy. Can you respect that?
We've never had drops deleted, though.
Yeah, we have. Well,
the ones that get
to you. Technically run it. They just run their course.
Oh, they live in the ether.
Oh boy! I'll tell you what. You talk about a hell of an outing. Yeah. I wonder how much a ticket is to go see Team U. You're going to see all that talent.
Good question.
God darn it! Why we should be out in summer league?
No interest.
We did it, but you, me, and Vontae.
That's funny. Well, I shouldn't tell.
Theater of the minds, Donnie. Give it to us.
Just yesterday, he said, Steiny, man, great to be in Vegas. Great to be in Vegas. And I'm like, I don't want to see this Olympic team. And you go, nah, I mean, for the parties.
Yeah. I didn't mean for you to say that part.
I'm kidding. Matt in Oakland. What's up, Matt? How you doing? Maddock?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Check it out.
Hey, friend.
I think I hear you guys talking about trying to get the big fish in the market. And I'm saying marketing or whoever you guys are talking about. And I'm saying I think you guys are really, really discounting that Kuminga could make a really big jump this year. I mean, he could really make a really big jump. He had some 30-point games last season.
Yeah,
Pods showed to be solid. Trace Jackson Davis showed to be solid. The team can get better from within. And I think you guys are discounting that a little bit and wanting to go get Paul George. Oh, my God, no. You just have some faith. I mean, Curry, we want to keep Curry at all costs. But if he's got to go, he's got to go. I like what the other guy said. You know, if you want to, if it's time, get rid of Curry, get rid of package Curry, Dre, and Wiggins up and try to get some big boys.
But I'll say this. Let me say this to you. Hey, you're spitting fire, but the team was in on Paul George, too. It wasn't Steiny Eye and the listeners. Your team was in on him. So I'll just leave that there.
I believe that, but still, you know, I was out on Paul George. I mean, I like him. He's a good player, but I was just out on him. I just think that you're just putting in somebody just because he's a name, and he probably doesn't even fit. You know, we need some size. We need some speed. Paul George is a little bit older. He's not quick as he used to be. Like, man, I like Kuminga. Let him make the jump. Invest in him this summer. You know, get him out there looking at the USA team. Get him some reps, you know, looking at getting better and making getting a jumper. He's got a free throw jumper. Let's make that happen.
Yeah,
let's
made
not
some free...
discount that. And let's get better from within.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Matt. And I, you know what? And that's, like, that's my inherent disagreement, is that everything Matt said makes a lot of sense. Like, this team could grow with their young core.
Yeah.
Kuminga could take a big leap. They could all be achieving or overachieving and growing faster than most young players. But because of Steph Curry, that might not be enough. And, like, they're the ones that would have to go, in a way. And
well, it would be okay. I hear you.
But you know what? Like I get. Listen, I feel a million different ways about Kuminga. He might average 22 a game next year,
but they're going to need Wiggins to wake up too.
But my point,
25. Go ahead.
My point is, there's a scenario in which Kuminga could average 23 a game, and they're still not very good.
That's what I'm. Hello.
Right. So at that point, are you really going to say, "Wow, Kuminga has taken this leap"? But as fast as he's gone in 4 years, it's still not fast enough for our guy Steph. So we're giving up Kuminga.
Yeah, I think right now the handwriting's on the wall. They're not. And I got one more issue, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
How much is just the body or the silhouette of Curry on the court and on the team, along with Draymond? How much is that stunting Kuminga's growth? Let's be real here. If he didn't have to kind of not be the youngster to what they've built here, he probably would average 20. I wouldn't put him averaging past 27. That's what I think of Kuminga's
game. You want him to be averaging 27? You got to give me back the 2022 championship, and you're not going to do that.
No, hell no.
Because he couldn't play on that team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he...
But think about his game, and he said it to the media last year when he's like, I got to go through the OG. It's real stuff. You ever been on the court knowing you got to... Well, maybe you haven't. You know you can't just let be free. You can shoot and drop, but when you know it goes through you...
We have a fundamental difference. It's like you're worried about Kuminga, and I'm worried about the Warriors. Like, I view all this through the prism of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, so do I.
Like... Okay, how would you answer that? Well, if Kuminga would have been drafted by another team, he'd be a year further along.
Oh, my point is, from the Warriors within, I can't commit to both. I don't want to because I know I don't want to pay Kuminga $200 million with Steph and Dre riding off into the sunset here. He'll never we got to wait on him to be his all. But if I flip him and get an immediate guy, an OG, like a Paul George, that's going to come in, and we can go now.
But what if we don't go now? What if it doesn't work?
Then you can sleep at night, give him the bro
hug. You can sleep at night, but you have no draft picks. You have two aging stars.
Yeah, but like, that's when you would move Steph, and you'd get that haul.
But the point is you Steph isn't Donovan Mitchell. Like, the reason you're getting those guys got so many picks is because the star they're getting, their best days may be in front of them.
Honestly, Stoney, what do you think Curry's market is? We'll get another side. Like, if you're saying that, what Curry? My gosh, I think you get a king's ransom if you're the right team.
I don't know. Next week, lineup's going to be all jacked up. Monday, Willard and Dibbs, 6-10. Bonte and Chasky, 10-2. Guru, myself, 2-6. You also have a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever hard?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Infant radio continues on 95.7
The Game. And we had some of that at the Summit, too. I wish I was in the 80s, man. I'm serious. Everything wasn't funny or for a click. Grow up.
Nothing click on in the 80s.
That's a three.
Couple
of bippers either in the 80s.
Steve Kerr, he's the head coach of, well, first and foremost, the U.S. Olympic team. Then he dabbles on the side coaching veterans only for the Golden State Wildcats. He's going to be on with Willard and Dibbs at 2:30. That's in an hour. Yeah. Steve Kerr. And then tomorrow, Kyle Anderson's going to join you
Slow-mo,
and I, Gu, at 10:20.
Yeah.
Slow-mo doesn't want to wait for that interview.
You got to promise us only two Finchy questions, okay?
I will not ask him about Finch.
Just be a professional.
What do you know about it?
I work for you. I'm corporate, man.
You know what, though? Thanks for reminding me.
He played for Finchy. He was oblivious to it. He
played for Finchy. Oh, boy. What do we want to do here?
What we got?
We got calls, but... It's your show, Goo.
Everything we got men or women. Do we got any women? If we got women, take them.
All right. We got
our new
friend, Sharika.
Hey.
From Fremont Bank. Yeah, she's from Oakland, but she is at Fremont Bank. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Sharika.
Hi, Heidi.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, talk to us.
You know what, you guys? For me, it is very, very simple. I'm born and raised in Oakland, so I'm ride or die Stephen Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, okay? I say we ride with him until the wheels fall off. That's what I do. And maximize him while we can, and we'll just deal with the rest when we get there.
There it is. I love that, Steiny. Ride it till the wheels fall off. He's earned that. Yes. Young lady, he's earned that. Tell Steiny.
Yes, Steiny, he earned it. And I enjoy talking to you, Steiny. You come across as, like, really grumpy on the radio sometimes. But, you guys, in person, he is so sweet.
This dude's a poodle.
My God.
People don't know that. They're like, you got to watch that in person. He's a poodle. You know, she knows you.
No, he's not a poodle. He's a pit out here. But he has a very kind heart. That's what I got from it.
Wow. Thank you, Sharika.
Yeah.
You really are a great reader. Thank you.
Yeah.
What a great reader of people. Sharika.
Like, the Steiny ain't... Well, he got the natural radio jerk voice. He ain't that. I'm all right. Yeah, she said ride to the wheels fall off.
Oh, then that's what Joe... That's what
I don't
Joe
know, Kyle, you didn't say it when she was on the air.
No, because I like her.
Right. She's nice.
No, she's dynamite.
No.
Yeah, you know what this sounds like? Remember, so everybody that wants to ride Steph till the wheels come off.
Well, the Warriors are doing that right
now.
You
know what this sounds like? Ride Steph till the wheels come off. Anything and everything for Steph. I don't care. Give up draft picks, and if we stink, we stink. And if we figure it out, it feels like that old Dave Chappelle when keeping it real goes wrong.
Okay.
That's what it feels like the Warriors are doing if they do that. Like, hey, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Okay. I once covered a Warrior team that five consecutive years, the most amount of wins they had was 21 games.
That's sad.
Five straight years, 21 wins or fewer.
Yeah. But
I want to avoid that at all costs.
Right. But they weren't coming off of Steph Curry. That was just
That's
bad.
The point. They didn't even, like, weren't.
The system
they,
is set
They
up
had
now.
All their assets.
Yeah. That
they
will used never repeat itself.
You don't
you
know
will
that.
Never be as bad as
yeah,
it
why
was.
Why would
Sack
you say
almost
that?
Almost had it. They turned their stuff around.
Why, like,
I just...
Somebody needs to tell Goo they've already missed the playoffs 3 of 5 years.
I keep watching that game.
Which one?
The play-in loss.
Which one?
Keon Ellis picking Curry and Wiggins.
Oh, I thought you meant the one where... didn't LeBron... No, Ja Morant ended his season, right? Ended the Warriors season.
Oh, that was 3 years.
Oh, by the way,
was the play-in.
There's another guy better than Steph.
Curry didn't score in OT. Jesus.
He didn't score in the fourth quarter either.
And Wiggins took a three from the side and hit
already declining. Don't you get it? I'm just kidding. It is funny.
That's not Ask me what I'm going to think about on the way home.
What are you going to think about, Goody, think on the way home?
Your boy from Duke.
He is my
from Duke. I'm telling.
Oh, here we go,
dude.
He wants Steph Curry to stay here forever, but he wants to tank Cooper also.
This you see is what I'm dealing with here, man.
I'll run down market with the flag,
man.
With you here.
This Stoddy. A lot of times we don't miss, oh, but yeah. If you're, I thought let this guy might be okay. Like,
let me throw this in here.
I can't believe.
But what about
this guy
Steph
from
Curry?
San Francisco asked me.
What about Steph
flag?
Curry?
No, I love Curry.
What about Curry?
It has nothing to do with Steph.
Yes, it does. If you're talking about tanking. Yeah. Then you know he might not
this
be able to get it
this
done.
Is the beauty
get
of your
his
partner.
Name out of your mouth.
This is the beauty
get
of
Flag's
your
name out.
He could end up in Orlando. I just want to watch him ball. That's what I meant. It ain't just for having him here. Stoney,
you wanted to watch dude. Nick Young ball.
Well, at the end.
And Kelly Oubre.
Who, by the way, got re-up with Fit. He found a home. And we could use him. DiVincenzo. We could use him. He found a
home. That's different. You really think
why is that different?
You think the Warriors could use Kelly Oubre?
I swear to gosh. That body type? Dude, I'd never
What happened when he was here?
Dude, it was COVID. I'm telling you, Stoney, that is the epitome of a body type that we need.
Who?
Kelly Oubre, long.
You see what I'm dealing with, babe.
To go up, dunk, shoot a three, play a little D. Man, put some respect on his name. You never liked him because the chicks liked him.
No, I didn't like him because he didn't help the Warriors win.
But they didn't win without him.
They won 39 games.
They lost in the...
low-impact player. Right up your alley.
Hey, did you watch Philly in New York? He helped him. He ain't a stiff. Well, either is DiVincenzo.
I know. But why didn't the Warriors know that?
You
know what? Put that on Dunleavy's ledger. He let DiVincenzo go. And you know what? Here, Warriors don't have a second best player. Warriors don't have a second. It could have been DiVincenzo.
He played like it in the offs. I was like, man, Dante's a ball. He'll take some big shots, too.
Oh, and whether it goes in or not.
We got Pods taking the step and Kuminga.
Not good enough for
you. Well, we don't know.
For you.
No, we don't know.
No, I know it's not. What about the chef? What about...
What
the
is
chef.
Your deal? The chef is everything,
you know,
Stoney. 26 a game.
Let me tell you something.
Well, let me tell you what he did in the second half. It's 26.
Second half of what?
The season.
The important game against the Kings or the entire season?
That game was a disaster.
You know, maybe one of the reasons I think why I think is because I started out in journalism and my job was to cover the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
That was the job. They didn't say, hey, Steiny, just focus on Sprewell. Just write every story around Sprewell. How does it affect Spree? The team doesn't matter.
Who's advocating for that? Not me. My favorite Warrior.
Hand the keys over to Steph.
Sprewell. Bring him back in some capacity. He was at the Knicks game, playoff game.
Looking What's coming good. Up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.